Now, we had a watermelon, it was a gray melon, and I knowed how to keep it pure. I knowed the shape of every one of them. And that was just as much as you wanted to reach down and get stayed in my family. I believe it was 60 years. I believe it was 60 years that day, that melon. But oh boy, they were big, them things were big.
Do you have a name for that, to call it?
Yes, but you know, I had forgotten what they call that. It was a grain. But it wasn't the shipping grain. They had a name. I forgot. I done even forgot their name. They killed that damn mother today. That grain. You'll find people now. But that melon, I'm telling you about, is gone. When I started, I planted right on till I started in the tractor business. When I bought my first tractor, I farmed 2 or 3 years before I learned how to make watermelon with a tractor. See, they make potatoes. Now, I quit growing cane. I quit growing cane, potatoes, and watermelons for several years because I, but man, they got something that'll set them out. Now, I've got a friend that, you know, he plants about 20 acres, 10. He'll have 5 acres here, 10 acres down there, like that. And he's got a business, he plows them up with a machine, and all you got to do is to box them and, you know, grade them. Put this grade here and this grade here and that grade over there. Cut them vines and plow them up and shake the dirt out of them as you go and not even skin them.
That's right. You got to be pretty careful about that. I guess it takes a while to learn how to do that.
Well, that's the progress it could have been. Now, you know, I don't know the first automobile I ever rode on.
What kind of automobile was it?
It was either a Studebaker or a Buick One. It was a big old car, and it had to be cranked by hand, but it was a big one, and it run on a magneto. Now, there were several kinds of them magnetos, but this car, they called it a Bosch magneto. It went on the same kind of magneto, looked like one that you put on a gas engine, a kerosene engine. You know, they didn't used to pull them with batteries. Run them with batteries, so you run them on magnetos. All these old engines. And it had carbide lights. They was them old big lights. Oh, here's a big old automobile. Didn't have no doors to the car. You just got up there and sit down, and that thing started chugging down that road there, and I like to holler. I could feel everything in here, you know, coming up.
Yeah.
That's the fastest that I'd ever traveled. You see, I hadn't never traveled no faster than I could run. Now, that's the fastest I'd ever. Well, I'd been on a mule bug, but I could run just as fast as that mule, because I could, good runner. And that's all I know, just I could run a mile. I didn't know what getting tired was. But boy, that you talk about a ride, that was a ride to me. And I was about 7 years old. Man by the name of Shango, man, thank Shango picking. Well, you see, the schoolhouse would be here, and we'd have to go up there. He had a big sawmill and a turpentine still up there, and we'd have to take water from that schoolhouse from that pump up there, the mill.
Yeah.
And